If it's happening today, we're talking about it now. Join us, 203-333-9422. The Lisa Wexler Show, WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
I think it's fair to say our next guest has spent a lot of time watching the ships go sailing and many, many, many hours, days, weeks beyond the sea, under the sea. Maybe that's the song we should have played, Under the Sea. Our next guest is Elizabeth Beazle, an Olympic swimmer, just an extraordinary, extraordinary athlete with not only 9 international medal competitions and 4 Olympic gold medals, but also having the distinction of swimming from the mainland of Rhode Island all the way to Block Island, one of my favorite places. And she's coming into our own neighborhood to the Darien Y tomorrow, Saturday, as part of the Fairfield County Swim Across America celebration and fundraising effort for a lot of very, very worthy charities. Elizabeth Beazle, welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show and good morning.
Lisa, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
You swam all the way to Block Island. I went there in November with my husband. I need to know about that swim. What prompted you to do that?
Yeah, so the swim to Block Island had a huge reason behind it. I partnered with Swim Across America, which is the organization that I'm coming to Connecticut with this weekend. My dad was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and I wanted to do something that gave him something to look forward to while also raising funds for cancer research and clinical trials through Swim Across America. And so I kind of was like, you know what? I'm good at swimming. I've kind of always wanted to swim to Block Island. And this is obviously a cause that I hold very near and dear to my heart. So I figured, you know, why not do it for my dad and for everybody else who's fighting cancer and who has fought cancer.
And stage 4 pancreatic cancer doesn't usually have a very promising prognosis for living a long time, Elizabeth. I'm very sorry about your dad.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I wish he could have been there for the swim. Unfortunately, he passed away about 2 months before the swim. But I think he knows that we raised a lot of funds and it's all going to great causes and great people and research that will hopefully save somebody else's life. So his fight was not for nothing.
He must have been bursting with pride for you all the days of your life anyway, Elizabeth. He must have been so proud of you.
Yeah, and, you know, I think he knows that I did the swim, but it's just been so awesome to be able to partner, you know, with Swim Across America and for my dad to be such a critical role throughout the planning process. And I can't speak enough good words about Swim Across America, and I encourage everybody to come out this weekend. I'm going to be there with another Olympian named Craig Beardsley. We'll have our Olympic medals with us. We'll take photos. We'll sign autographs. And again, it is all for just an amazing cause, and that's raising funds and awareness for cancer research and clinical trials. And unfortunately, cancer is something that touches too many of us, and hopefully we can just make a small difference in a big world.
So let me ask you something. We're chatting with Elizabeth Beazle, who's an Olympian. There are so many ways I would love to take this conversation, but I think since I'm talking to you as an Olympian, I'd like to know from you, what do you think distinguishes people that make it to the very, very top of the kind of individual competition that you have? In other words, you swim on a swim team, but basically you're swimming by yourself. You know, it's different than a true collaborative team sport. So what do you think is the magic? What do you think that makes somebody go to the top?
Yeah, no, I think that's a wonderful question. I think the one thing that separates, you know, a good swimmer from an incredible swimmer. So maybe somebody that is really good but doesn't make the Olympics and then versus an Olympian is mindset. I think I can pick out exactly who's going to compete really well before the race and exactly who won't, just based off of body language and where their mind and their head is. You know, swimming is obviously a very physical sport. We train up to 30 hours a week in the pool, but all of that work doesn't really mean anything unless you're standing up behind the blocks, having the confidence and knowing that you've put in the work and that you're going to absolutely let that work shine. And sometimes that's daunting. There's obviously nerves involved with all of that, but it really is boiled down to who can step up on the blocks and have that go-getter mindset, who, you know, they don't care who's next to them. They're going to race whoever it is, and they're going to do their best to get their hand on the wall first. And I think that's the biggest difference maker.
So Elizabeth Beasel, who Olympian gold medalist in swimming, is that something that you were born with?
You know what? I was born with being competitive, yes. But I think learning how to channel my nerves in a positive way was something that I had to work on. I mean, I used to be the athlete, like, no kidding, where before a race, I would be so nervous that I would throw up. I wouldn't be able to eat. I would get into my own head, and that would, of course, hinder my performance. And so I really did have a few years where I had to learn how to channel that energy into me being like, okay, you know what? You're nervous because you care. Now let's find a way to shine a light on the reasons why you deserve to succeed instead of reasons why you should be nervous and why you may fail or why you're questioning your performance. So for me, I was definitely born as a racer, but being able to have the mental strength to channel that energy into the positive is something that I definitely learned.
Did you learn it from your parents? Did you learn it from professionals? Did you learn it from a peer who said the right thing at the right time? How did you learn it?
I actually have, you know, one race that really stuck out in my head. I was extremely nervous. It was at Olympic trials. So basically this race was going to determine whether or not I made the Olympic team. And my coach, right before the race, recognized that I was really nervous. I had already thrown up. And he came up to me and I was like, Elizabeth, what's wrong with you? What's going on in your head? And I was like, I can't do this. I'm so nervous. I don't know what I'm doing here. I feel like I have imposter syndrome. And he looked at me and he was like, well, don't you think everybody else is scared of you? You know, don't you think everybody else is feeling kind of the same way that you feel right now? And that was such an awakening for me and an epiphany moment where I was like, you know what? He's right. You know, I do deserve to be here. I earned my spot to race in this race tonight. And everybody else is just as nervous as I am. So I might as well just give it all I got. And I think that was a big turning point in my career for sure, at least on the mental aspect.
You know, that is a great story. We're chatting with Elizabeth Beasel, who's going to be at the Darien Y tomorrow between 11 and 12. She's going to be supervising a swim clinic for the Darien Piranhas. She's going to be signing autographs, and it's all about raising money for Swim Across America. You know, many years ago, Elizabeth, I read Jimmy Carter, you know, our president who's still alive miraculously. Mm-hmm. And I read when somebody was asking him about his own self-confidence as a leader. And he said this, I'll never forget this, Liz. This is what he said. He said, you know, I just imagine that everybody else goes to the toilet too. Everybody else, this is what he said. He said, I imagine that everybody else has to sit on the john. Everybody else is sitting on the toilet. And that's what makes me not intimidated by them.
100%. It's perspective, you know?
Right?
It is.
And every time I think that I'm going to get nervous or intimidated by somebody, that is what I think about. That Jimmy Carter said that, you know, something, they're just going to go to the bathroom in 20 minutes, whatever. They're going to sit on the john like everybody else. They're going to pull their pants down. I'm good. And I laugh to myself. I laugh.
I'm nervous. I'm going to think of that. Yes, that's fantastic.
Right?
That's great.
Hilarious.
Oh, I love that.
Love that.
It is. It's true. You know, at the end of the day, we all do.
And it always makes me laugh. And then as soon as I laugh to myself, my nerves are gone. I'm done.
Yep. You can relax and focus on the task at hand. It's so important to relax before something big like that. Yep.
You know, I'm an admirer of people that can, you know, be athletic and inhibit their bodies, inhabit their bodies. I've been told my whole life that I inhabit my head. And I don't really mm-hmm. inhabit my body. And I respect that. That was a very, I thought, profound assessment of me. And I need to do a little bit better of inhabiting my body. And I don't. And I'm wondering, you know, if you as an Olympic athlete, if you have any advice for somebody who's never been like myself. I've never been athletic. I'm not competitive athletically. Give me a spelling bee and I'll beat the pants off you. Because I only want to compete in things that I'm naturally good at. I don't want to go out of my comfort zone. So, but, mm-hmm. you know, I know that you know, to live a long life, it's good to have a healthy, sound body and to exercise it moderately. And so for the non-athletes among us, I don't know, you have any advice?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. We all have our strengths, like you said. I'm not asking anybody to be an Olympic swimmer or have that as their goal. But I think just moving your body, you know, it releases endorphins. It makes you feel good. It promotes a long and healthy life. And especially with swimming, you know, that's a sport that you can do throughout your entire life.
True.
Very low impact.
True.
You're able to do it at local pools, hopefully, like at the Darien YMCA that I'll be at tomorrow. It's just a really great sport to do, to stay healthy. And it's something you can do your entire life. And, you know, it's not for everybody. So, you know, if you don't know how to swim, I encourage you all to get into the water. Swimming is very important. It prevents drowning. It's a healthy lifestyle sport. But, yeah, I mean, just start with small walks. You know, don't bite off more than you can chew. Take it one day at a time, and hopefully slowly but surely, whatever you end up doing in terms of moving your body, you do because you enjoy it and because you want to do that for your body, not necessarily because you have to.
Are you still swimming every day?
Not every day, but in the summer I do. I'm lucky enough I live in Rhode Island, and there's an open water swimming group, and we start after Memorial Day, and we swim throughout the entire summer. But I'll tell you, every chance that I have to get into a pool, I get in and swim a few laps.
Just really?
I'm one of the lucky ones. I still love it.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Elizabeth Beasel, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm so glad you're coming to Darien. Swim Across America does such wonderful things, and you'll be raising money and awareness for this wonderful cause. So do stop by between 11 and 12 tomorrow in the lobby of the Darien YMCA. It's on the Post Road at 2420 Post Road in Darien, and you'll be there with Craig Beardsley, another Olympian, and it should really be a wonderful, wonderful time. And thanks for coming into our state to do this.
Thank you so much, Lisa, for having me this morning. Have a great day.
You too. Elizabeth Beasel on the Lisa Wexler Show. We'll be right back with The Kindness of Strangers. Don't miss it, and don't miss your chance to participate at 203-333-9422.